At CME, many of their team members are certified financial counselors trained to help you budget smarter, tackle debt, and build a plan for your financial goals. They offer free, confidential support exclusively for CME members with real-world guidance. So whether you're starting from scratch or need a plan for a specific financial journey, CME certified financial counselors are here to help. No judgment, just support. Let's move forward together. Terms and conditions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit CMEFCU.org. For additional details.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We are going to read some of the most unhinged stories that we found on Reddit recently. It is Thanksgiving today, and these stories are giving absolute bullshit. I am joined with Kimmy and Chance, who are going to give their reactions and opinions. Get comfortable.
We are.
Yeah, please.
You don't have to tell me twice.
Okay.
I'm going to put these under the couch.
How could you not? Look at this vibe.
It is a total vibe.
Okay, and Dad's going to read us stories.
Oh. Daddy Shane. Daddy. Don't promise him Daddy Shane.
Daddy Shane.
That's our new shirt.
Daddy Shane.
We took from a bunch of different threads. Like, there's the Am I the Asshole thread.
Okay.
There's the Today I Fucked Up thread. Whole bunch of them. Are we ready for the first story?
Yes!
Great.
Dad Shane.
Okay. Am I the asshole for laughing after my sister implied my brother's girlfriend's dish wasn't good at Thanksgiving? This is a 27-year-old woman. I, 27, and my brother, John, who's 26, are very close. So I was definitely shocked when he surprised us on Thanksgiving by bringing his new girlfriend, Chelsea. He was very happy, though, and to be honest, that's the only thing we want for him. So we, grandparents, parents, aunts, uncles, cousins, held off on all questions until another time. Anyway, dinner time rolls around, and we're sharing everything, and my aunt kind of pulls me off to the side and tells me we're not going to be eating my mashed potatoes because Chelsea brought some and John asked that we serve those. I was a little peeved, not going to lie, because I've done the mashed potatoes for Thanksgiving since I was 16, but I got over it pretty fast. I really didn't care as long as they were good. Spoiler alert. They were not.
How?
Everything that could have gone wrong with those potatoes went wrong. They were raisins. She was really excited though, so when she asked everybody if they were good, she got some mm-hmms. You know, the kind you do with your mouth closed and an uncomfortable smile on your face. Everything else was good, so her dish was highlighted. We all thought we passed it though, until my nephew spit it out into a tissue. She said something about not pleasing everybody to lighten the mood because we were all looking at him hard as hell. And my brother went, I'm sure they glad to have a break from my potatoes anyway, and then laughed. I wasn't going to say anything, but my sister, who's 22, said, we are not, in the most monotone voice, and I just laughed, man, like one burst of a cackle. Yeah. Chelsea teared up, and the rest of the night was awkward. My brother called me an ass and is still mad at me. Am I the asshole? What's your take on that?
How do you mess up mashed potatoes, first off?
Well, number one, yeah.
I mean, like, have you made cereal? Like, you should be able to make mashed potatoes.
I'm sorry.
You don't fuck with potatoes at Thanksgiving. If there is one dish that you don't fuck with, it's potatoes.
Right.
And if we don't get the one that we've had since, like, 10 years before.
Yeah, the one you look forward to.
Then I'm pissed. Yeah, I'm mad.
If the mashed potatoes suck, that's a huge bummer. Other things can kind of be okay.
Cranberry sauce.
If the cranberries aren't great, I just will ignore it.
Whatever.
Yes.
But if the mashed potatoes suck, the whole thing is ruined.
100%.
Agreed.
And Chelsea is not the asshole in this situation.
No, you don't think
it's the brother.
It's the brother. John should have spoken up.
That's also pretty nuts because he's bringing his new girlfriend, Chelsea, and that's a big thing.
Yes.
I think that's a big thing for Chelsea. If Chelsea asked him, like, can I bring the mashed potatoes for my first time or one of the first times meeting your family, it doesn't put her in a fair position, the girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, the first time you meet, like, your significant other's, like, family, or even in the first, like, few times, you kind of almost want to be borderline invisible.
Yes.
I think. You want to just be like, I'm here, I'm not going to invade your space. It's almost like when you introduce cats to each other, it's like, hey, just like, you have a door next in front of them, so it's like, here's the scent, like, You guys are cool. You're not enemies.
Yes.
And you laugh at their jokes. No matter how bad their jokes are, you laugh at their jokes.
Right.
Chelsea should have laughed. I'm sorry, girl. No. You can't be that sensitive. Nope. You cannot.
There is an edit here. My sister and I both apologized to the girlfriend, although I just said, I'm really sorry, and my sister did more. She apologized more. Oh, there's an update here. The verdict on Reddit was that she wasn't an asshole.
Yep,
which
correct.
Is true. Yes, they were actual raisins, not the metaphorical kind. They were just mixed into the mashed potatoes. Who does that?
That's diabolical.
What?
She, no, she wanted to fuck those up. That was a choice that she made. She was gonna tank Thanksgiving one way or another. She chose violence with those fucking raisins.
I'll say it a million times, we're in the darkest timeline.
She explained that my brother told her to bring the potatoes, which she questioned because she is familiar with the traditional Thanksgiving setup. The justification for that was him wanting her to feel like a part of the family. She also said she was worried about none of us going for her dish and mentioned it to my brother, who then asked my aunt to only display hers. Apparently, she saw some kind of tutorial online with the raisins and just went for it. No, it was not cultural. She asked for some mash tips, and she was going right with her technique. She just panicked when they burnt and then added water, which I'm assuming is what altered the taste. Then she added the raisins, which we both agreed can be left out for future potatoes. Overall, Chelsea and I are all good, and she'll be coming to Christmas dinner. The brother... Dude, that's so fucked.
And you're dating someone for a month and a half and you go, hey, come to Thanksgiving with my family and make the mashed potato. Are you fucking kidding
Six
me?
6 weeks is not long enough to go home for Thanksgiving.
Raisins in mashed potatoes.
The water after it's burnt. No, if you burn something, you throw it out. It's done.
That's a sign that you failed.
You can't save it.
Start over.
There's a lot of times in life, I've learned this as I've gotten older, of like, you need to learn when to just take the L and just be like, no, this is done. Like, I can't try to... Trying to save something usually makes it worse. Like, just
100%.
Admit you failed.
Yep.
Move on. Yeah. All right. Well, that's story one. Want to shout out really quick. If you are watching this today, November 24th, we have our Black Friday mystery box out right now at Smosh.com. I would act fast and go and get it because they sell super fast. Highly recommend. People were very happy with them last time. So, better go. And if
Do
it's
it.
After November 24th, you might as well look. There's other stuff there. I don't know. Anyways, story number two. I think this story is going to be a little different. This comes from the True Off My Chest subreddit. That is where people make massive confessions.
Oh.
They just drop insane stories, things they've maybe been holding on to for a long time. Are you guys prepared for this?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Here's the title of this story. I slept with my girlfriend's mom 2 years ago.
No.
I can't tell her because I know she'll dump me and it'll probably end her parents' marriage.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
So let me first just say, I'm not the one in the wrong for this, but I have to say it somewhere. It's eating me alive. 2 years ago, when I was 19, I met this woman while I was working as a personal trainer. She was in her 40s and looked like a 25-year-old.
Okay, hot. That's hot. That's hot.
She took an interest in me and invited me out a number of times, and we had sex a few times. After one of our meetups, she said it was wrong for someone of her age to be with me because I was too young and changed gyms. My girlfriend and I have been together for just under a year. She's amazing, and I love her so much. 2 months ago, I met her family for the first time, and it was a shock. Like, she took me to the house where I had hooked up with a woman, and I felt like I was being pranked. Before I see her mom, it hits me. I have a type, and they both fit that type, so it makes sense. I've been hooking up with a single mom, and I'm now with her daughter. Then her mom and dad pop out, and we both almost shit ourselves. I meet her parents. They've been married for 20 years. Mm-hmm. I realize I had been a married woman's boy toy. I feel incredibly ashamed. Later that week, her mom finds my number and tells me that I can never speak of what happened. She says that my girlfriend will hate me forever because I'll be the one who broke up her parents. So now I'm stuck keeping this secret. She invited me to spend Thanksgiving with her family, and since my family is 1,000 miles away and I already told her I don't plan on going home, I don't really have an excuse to not go. So now I'm going to have to sit there at a table and enjoy Thanksgiving dinner with the woman I had an affair with, her husband, and her daughter, who I'm now in love with. I'm fucked.
Jesus Christ.
You know, it's one, the mom, right? She's
the mom. So
I like how this setup feels like How I Met Your Mother, and the story is about how he met her mother.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Had to say that.
So he was with his girlfriend when he was hooking up with the bomb?
No. Prior. I don't think
this
was
prior. Okay, yeah.
This was prior.
He just needs to, he shouldn't do this confession online. He should just do this confession in real life, right?
He's trying to get it off.
Right.
Do you think,
right.
though, okay.
Right.
Oh. If he confesses this to her, there's no way she can stay with him.
No, I don't know that that's true.
You don't think that's true?
If someone's like, I slept with your dad.
It's.
I'd be like, but it's before they were dating, right?
Yeah, it was before they were dating.
It's before they were dating. He didn't have an affair. He is not.
He didn't
he's,
know.
He's okay.
He's an innocent person.
Yeah.
He's completely innocent. The mom isn't at all.
No.
Like, that's fucked
and
up.
And she's like blackmailing him.
But it's not a matter of it like, you betrayed me. It's a matter of, could you get past that? Could I don't know if I could.
It's genuinely like it's someone having to forget, like to be like anything before our relationship is the past and let that go in this particular situation.
Yeah, but if you like marry into it, then like that's fam.
Yeah. I mean, no. If he's planning on marrying this girl, I think he needs to come clean.
They've also only been dating for a year now.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago that he hooked up with this woman. It's been a year that he's been, it is a long time and they're clearly very in love. Someone said they've got a type 2. Someone said, damn, the mother is certainly projecting and deflecting her guilt into you. Not your fault, my dude.
Nah.
The guilt isn't yours to shoulder. Aww. That's true.
The internet can be a nice place.
It can be.
Someone said, yeah. Fuck the dad. It's the only way.
Yeah.
It is the
I'm
only
about
way.
It.
Yeah. Fair.
The only
that,
solution.
Honest to God, out of everything I've heard, that is actually the only
That's the
thing
only
that
solution.
I think is a solution. I do think he either needs to confess or walk away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to live with that.
Mm-mm.
It's also pretty cool that he couldn't be with the older woman and he found the one that the older woman raised. And he's like, I can be with you.
Someone said it's
he renesmeed.
Someone said it's an 80.
Ew. Wow.
Yep.
Story number 3.
Okay.
We're back to the Am I the Asshole
okay.
subreddit.
Yeah,
you're tucking me in.
I'm tucking you in. Fix his hair too.
Thank you.
Am I the asshole for asking for matching plates for my girlfriend?
Okay.
Seems harmless. I have been dating Mia and she's my world. Mia has OCD and likes to eat off matching plates and cutlery. She finds patterns too distracting and it upsets her. My sister hosts Thanksgiving and has a bunch of different theme plates. None that match well. I told her I want to bring Mia, but I was wondering if she could use different plates or even paper plates of one color. My sister's personality trait is to be that quirky vintage thrift girl and her husband is kind of a hipster douche. I told them how to make my girlfriend feel welcome in the family and that having paper plates isn't that big of a deal or cheap white plates. The argument was heated and it got to Christmas and my mom who hosts Christmas said she's not giving up her Christmas plates either. I know my girlfriend's anxieties and OCD would be triggered in this noisy chaos that our holidays are. I told my mom and sister that I would spend Thanksgiving and Christmas with my girlfriend and both said that's best. I was upset by their response to not making her feel welcome. I didn't think asking for paper plates was that big of a deal and I know many people that do that on the holidays. Huh.
Wait, why can't Mia just eat on her own plate?
She has OCD.
She doesn't like if the plates aren't all matching.
Oh.
I think all the plates and cutlery have to be matching.
I just confuses me how she has to impose that on other people.
No, that's the thing. That's the point.
She needs the entire everyone to do this.
Yeah. But the fact that, yeah, like, you can't ask someone to change up their holiday traditions that they've had.
And then I'm also like, what are these Christmas plates that they are so important to you? Like, what? It can't be that important. It's just a plate.
You've never had a Christmas Maybe plate, clearly.
I've never had a Christmas plate. That's true.
So, Reddit deemed him the asshole. But I think this is just kind of a weird situation where it feels like a big deal is being made out of something that doesn't need to be that big of a deal.
The plates? If it's a big deal to her, that's valid, but then you have your own Thanksgiving, you know?
The top comment here is, you're the asshole. Your girlfriend has to find a way to cope if she wants to be invited to family things. Not everyone can cater to her every need. I feel like that's fair. Am I an asshole for agreeing with that? I mean, sounds like the plates would be the least of her concerns in navigating the holidays. Managing her conditions are her responsibility. You can request accommodations, but ultimately it is up to the host to decide whether or not those accommodations are reasonable to them. And this is a response to that comment.
Okay.
Exactly. Your girlfriend needs therapy. She would likely enjoy so much more out of life if she had a set of strong coping skills. My PTSD used to stop me from doing many things in life, but after 3 years of intense, consistent DBT therapy and effort, it rarely affects me negatively anymore. I mean, that sounds exhausting if you have to ask for things to be accommodated in that sort of way for you.
Yeah.
Finding a way around that.
Like, you could never go to IKEA. And that's a hard way to live your life if you can't expose yourself to anything. Like this room, oh, you fucked.
Yeah, you're done.
I just wonder, too, if he's babying her. Like, I wonder if she isn't as severe with, like,
yeah.
I wonder how much this actually bothers her or if he's going,
yeah.
Oh, this is going to bother her.
Yeah.
I'm speaking for her. I'm making these accommodations for her. Like, I wonder if his girlfriend knows everything that
he's
doing in this story.
Yeah.
And I wonder if she'd be pissed. I wonder if she'd be like, I would work around it. Here's our next story. This comes from the Petty Revenge subreddit.
Okay.
Which is great.
Yes.
These are stories of just petty revenge, obviously.
Love that.
I waited 6 months to get the last word. This original post is from 2015, but there are updates.
Okay.
My ex-boyfriend wanted to see a sold-out show to the Foo Fighters this summer. Him and his friends failed desperately in getting their hands on any tickets. I, however, managed to snag two. I waited until Christmas to give them to him, and he was beyond excited, jumping up and down excited. Fast forward 1.5 shitty months later, and he dumped me 2 days before Valentine's Day after literally ignoring me for 3 weeks. The entire breakup blindsided me after 1.5 years together. I haven't talked to him since, but little does he know that I wasn't quite finished with him yet. My brother just so happens to be a huge Foo Fighters fan as well. I logged into my Ticketmaster account and surprise, surprise, tickets can be transferred. So my brother is going to have the time of his life while my ex-boyfriend gets turned around at the doors. Sucks to suck. This is an update.
Oh my God.
This comes
This is
up.
Already, I love what she's
love
doing.
It.
This is roughly a month later, so this is probably after this
Which
happened.
Is also saying that before we even get to whatever happens, she's thinking he's still gonna go.
He's
still gonna go. He's not gonna say anything about these tickets.
Yeah, she knows that he's not even gonna recognize that he doesn't have them before. He's not gonna check up if he has them.
Yeah.
So many of you wanted an update, and here it is. This morning, I received a text message from my brother letting me know that he could no longer make it to the concert, but that we would sell them instead. I figured as the concert is tonight that I would message my ex-boyfriend and give him the chance to buy them or I would sell them to someone else. He never answered me, so I posted them online. Contacted quickly by a few people as the show is sold out. I sold them to a nice girl who is taking her boyfriend for a fair price. Never thought about it after. Around supper tonight, around 5-ish, my phone suddenly starts going crazy. I have a message from my friend saying my ex was texting her looking for my number. My dear friend, being the wonderful gal she is, actually gave it to him. About 39 seconds later, no less, I am suddenly getting an incoming call from him. Like hell, I am answering.
Yeah.
I let it go to voicemail. While I am listening to the voicemail he left me, I still want those tickets. Please don't tell me you sold them. Let me know. My phone was getting multiple text messages, 6 messages in about 8 seconds from his friend. We drove all this way and paid for gas and hotel. Seriously? Another friend. Hey, did you sell blank concert tickets? He wanted me to ask. Decided to enjoy my supper, and then, maybe, I would answer them. Being the nice gal that I am, I told them that, yes, I sold them. Last thing my ex says, thanks for that. So now they're in a city 2 hours away, stuck in a hotel room for the night, with nothing to do while the Foos put on a slamming show. Still sucks to suck. Damn. That is awesome.
I love it.
I love it.
Good
so
for
much.
Her.
That means he blocked her number, no?
Yeah, blocked it and deleted her number.
Because he needed to ask
her.
For her number again.
Yeah, so he like, yeah.
So... I guess it's a question of if you give someone a Christmas gift or a gift in general, if you give a boyfriend or a girlfriend a gift for Christmas for whatever, and then you break up, is it fair to retract that gift?
No.
So you don't think she was in the right here?
Absolutely. Oh, I think a physical gift you will never get back.
Okay.
You will never get
That's
back.
Fair.
Yeah.
This
That's
is
awkward.
An experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is a thing. These are two tickets that I want to go to with you. I want to share right. this experience with you.
Right.
And then after you're ghosting her, you don't get to share that experience. No, this is an experience that I was going to buy for us.
Right.
Yeah.
It's no longer.
That's fair. I completely agree with what she did.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. 100%. She was so
I wouldn't
in the
expect
right.
To, if I was given tickets mm-hmm. from a girlfriend and then we broke up, I would expect not to have them
exactly.
anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe if the breakup would have gone smoothly, if he would have acted like an adult and like communicated what he was going through instead of ghosting for 3 weeks and then just randomly breaking up, then I can see like a world where they probably would have worked it out.
Yeah.
The tickets, they would have figured it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was an asshole.
Yeah,
he was.
Here's our next story.
Okay.
This is another Am I the Asshole? Mm. Am I the asshole for not reimbursing my brother for an air mattress? Seems simple.
Okay.
Always does at first.
This happened around Thanksgiving, but I'm still getting shit about it from my family. I'm a 27-year-old woman who lives in a one-bedroom apartment by myself. My brother, who's 24, and his significant other, who's 22, have lived on the opposite side of the country, in the U.S., for a few years and decided to fly over to see their respective families, both of whom live around the same area. Neither my brother nor his girlfriend felt comfortable staying with their parents due to COVID, so I offered them my apartment while I stayed with my significant other for the week. Everyone was happy with this arrangement. We never talked about it specifically before they arrived, so I just assumed that they would sleep in my queen-size bed. I have a couple of couches in the living area, and while they are comfortable enough, they aren't designed to be sofa beds. The morning they arrived, I cleaned the apartment and changed the bedding. When they got to my apartment, my brother asked where they should sleep, and I indicated the bed. He sort of laughed at first and then realized I was serious and got really angry. His girlfriend didn't say much but looked mortified. My brother kept saying that there was no way they were sleeping in my bed, and it was disgusting for me to offer. I told him that everything was clean and reminded him that they'd have the apartment to themselves. He just kept saying he couldn't believe it and finally snapped that they'd have to make do with the couch. I left quickly without further discussion because I was confused and pretty upset. That night, my brother called me and said the couches were impossible to sleep on. He said that he and his girlfriend needed to purchase an air mattress and requested that I reimburse him the $55 they paid for it. By now, I was really pissed off and refused. I asked him again why they didn't just take the bed, and he said that if I really had to ask, I have major issues. I said that I didn't care what they did or did not do in the bed. We are all adults and should act accordingly. He called me disgusting again and hung up. My parents found out and agreed that I should pay for the air mattress because I wasn't adequately prepared for their arrival. My mother especially keeps insinuating that what I did was gross and unfair, and I should have known better. My brother has let it be known that our relationship won't go back to normal until I apologize and reimburse him and his girlfriend. I know my family can be kind of weird and uptight, so I asked my significant other and some friends for their perspective. My boyfriend says he can see both sides, and my friends are basically siding with my parents and brother, saying that it would be inappropriate for me to sleep in the same bed that my brother and his girlfriend previously shared. Here's an edit. A lot of people are asking if we belong to some weird culture where siblings aren't able to share beds. We do not, and my family has never been religious anyways. But as I stated in my post, they are really uptight. Like, we learned about the birds and the bees, but sex was always presented as something unpleasant and nasty. My brother and I never discuss each other's sexual lives, which in my opinion is normal, but it's pretty clear he has some major hangups. My boyfriend is a lot more open about sex, but he's also very attuned to when people feel uncomfortable and says that even though he disagrees with their reasoning, he can understand why they may not want to sleep in my bed. He thinks I should just pay the $55 to keep the peace.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
My friends, no idea, lol.
The what?
Sleeping.
I wonder if this dude realizes when he sleeps in a hotel bed.
Right.
Literally.
What has happened there?
What do you think happened?
happened?
It's something weird. It's something weird about the sister. Something weird about the sister, yeah. or the boyfriend.
Or this boyfriend. Family is one of those families that just doesn't know how to like wash bed sheets, so they're like, I'll only keep the same ones for their grandparents.
But he told them that it was clean.
She washed them all. She was like, I washed.
I don't understand. Like what do they think happens when you
wash? I'll sleep in anybody's bed. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Who gives a shit?
Like I said, when you sleep in a hotel bed, it's not just like what sex stuff has happened there. It's like, yeah. Has someone been murdered?
Yes, 100%.
Like, probably.
Yeah, probably. It was so nice of her to give up her own damn bed for her brother and his girlfriend.
The couches aren't too comfy.
I wouldn't do that.
Then get an Airbnb, bitch.
Let's be clear. Oh. She gave them her entire apartment.
Oh my God, she's a saint.
And he's complaining.
We must protect her at all costs.
He's complaining like, oh, you fucked me over because there's nowhere to sleep. It's like,
go get an Airbnb.
Yeah. Literally the same thing. Go pay for the same exact situation,
right,
bitch.
Go get what you want then. I'll go back to my apartment. Yeah. Purr, say less.
I don't understand this.
The most surprising part is, okay, maybe this is a weird family. They got weird, they're uptight, sure. The friends?
The friends.
What's wrong with the friends?
I'm always blown away when I read these Am I the Asshole stories and everyone just sides with the crazy fucking thing. And it's also just like, you ask to stay at someone's apartment. They give you their entire apartment. And then you complain to them of there's nowhere to sleep in the apartment, and so you need to pay for me to buy some stuff. No, that's not fair. They already gave you their entire apartment for free for a week. Space. You figure it out.
Yeah.
The space alone is worth 10 times more than
$55. That's insane entitlement. He's an asshole. There's an update. I didn't realize there's an update.
Oh my God.
So I have an update for y'all. Good news and bad, insane news. Good news first. Me and my brother's relationship is back to normal. Or as normal as possible for our family. It's well understood that I'm not going to pay for his mattress. Okay. I also showed him everyone's responses and he conceded that he may have overreacted about this, which is as close as I'm getting to an apology. He also said that it's a classic example of a Reddit circle jerk, but I'll take what I can get. Insane news. The reason I posted on Am I the Asshole to begin with was because I was so taken aback by one of my friend's reactions. Let's call her Claire. She went to middle and high school with me and my brother, although they aren't close. Claire seemed so completely adamant that offering my bed was inappropriate that I thought I might be in the wrong. We haven't spoken since I mentioned the situation to her, and I didn't think anything of it until my phone started blowing up this past weekend. Long story short, Claire texted some mutual friends, my parents, and my boss, who she doesn't know at all, that she believes me and my brother are having an improper relationship. To be clear, this is wildly out of character, and I have reason to believe she's undergoing some sort of mental health crisis. Thankfully, my brother and family are being very supportive. So are my other friends and boyfriend. My boss, not so much, and I'm dreading my upcoming performance review. Happy New Year, everyone. Wow. You know, maybe that's... You know, if you're having a relationship that's undergoing some turmoil, the way to fix it is to have another person in your life become more insane than all of you.
Yeah.
And then you wake up, you go, oh, this isn't a big deal because our friend is
They come together
psycho.
Over agreeing that the friend is lost.
This friend out of nowhere texting her boss who she doesn't even know. What the fuck?
Claire.
Claire.
Holy shit, Claire.
Claire.
I am always shocked at people who go out of their way to make their life way more busy to just do whatever. I'm like, Claire's life, Claire could have been having a chill week. Yep. She decided to take it upon herself.
She chose.
To make all this insane shit happen. I'm like, just let it chill.
And it's not affecting her in any way.
No, she could have just left it alone.
No,
there's no
not
way.
At all.
Well, that was nuts.
That was, I don't.
I love that one.
Just, I can't get over Claire.
That had twists and turns. I love when a person comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said, actually.
All right, here's our next story.
Yay.
Am I the asshole for sending my brother a bill after our Thanksgiving meal?
Okay. My inclination is already no.
You don't think he's an asshole?
No, not a bill. I can already tell.
Okay.
Okay.
You placed your bet. Kimmy, do you have an opinion?
I have learned to never make a judgment based off the title, based on these.
But go ahead and make one.
Because
That's awesome.
But go ahead.
I'm gonna say there's some third party Claire shit that's gonna happen here.
You think it's a
sure.
unexpected person
yeah,
is the asshole.
I think no one's the asshole except for third party Claire.
There's always the option of nobody's the asshole.
Nah, Claire.
Or everyone
the Claire from the other situation is still the asshole
yeah,
in this situation.
And this one, she comes in.
She comes
She's
in.
She's like, he's sleeping with his brother. What? Claire. You were from the last
Claire.
Story.
Claire,
you are not
a story.
You're not a main character. Claire.
I'm a main character, Dad.
The evening before Thanksgiving, my siblings, older sister and younger brother, all of us are in our 20s, decided to put on a last-minute Thanksgiving with just the three of us. My brother offered to bring the turkey since he got one for free from work, and my sister and I said we could throw some sides together. We all seemed excited, and we were laughing at how this was going to be a shit show since none of us have ever put together a large meal like this before, and none of us are particularly adept at cooking. My sister and I picked up groceries and for sides that we normally have at our family Thanksgiving. Mashed potatoes, gravy, green bean casserole, sweet potatoes, buns, and wine beer. No raisins in there.
No raisins.
Raisins don't belong.
My brother said he would come over at noon, and when he got there with the turkey, we were still cooking. We underestimated how long it would take to prepare and fumbled through timing out the oven stove timing. He was clearly very put out by this and grumbled about how he said he was going to be there at noon. He grabbed a drink and went over to the couch to turn on the TV while my sister and I continued to cook. No offer to help cook. The sides all finished at different times, and my brother became increasingly upset. We ended up having the full meal done around 2 p.m., but we were having bites of what was already finished. We, my sister and I, joked our meal was coming out in courses. By the end of it, though, my sister and I were actually really proud of ourselves. The sides turned out great. My brother is a picky eater, but we got food we always have at our usual family Thanksgiving, so we thought we were safe. He apparently didn't like that we put rosemary in the mashed potatoes, so he avoided those. And then he was clearly skeptical of the rest of the sides and kind of picked at those. His meal was mostly turkey and gravy. The day after, my sister and I put all our receipts together and split it evenly between the three of us. Again, my brother got the turkey free at work, and then my mom actually gave him all the seasoning and ingredients he needed for the rest when he told her he was making it. So literally, his only contribution to Thanksgiving was actually cooking the turkey. My sister and I soon got a call from our mom shaming us because my brother complained we unexpectedly sent him a bill, and he said that he wasn't consulted on the sides and didn't even like the food we made, didn't eat it, etc. She said that she would never think to charge people she invited over for Thanksgiving. My siblings and I are all early in our careers and all make a similar income. We generally planned this together, and even though my sister offered to have us at her apartment, I would never have assumed she was going to treat the two of us to an entire Thanksgiving meal. He also failed to mention he drank most of the alcohol my sister and I bought. I thought we were all on the same page about what to expect, and I honestly thought the meal exceeded expectations. My sister didn't invite us over for dinner as a host. When we were discussing getting together, we just all agreed she had the best space, free of other roommates, biggest kitchen. I can see how my brother turned this into she's hosting, but it didn't occur to me for a second to stick my sister with all the cost, and I can't believe he would either. To be fair, no, we did not discuss splitting the cost of the meal ahead of time. So now, do you want to revise your opinions?
What did I say?
You said he was not.
No, he's not. Not even a little bit.
And you don't think he is an asshole?
No!
Do you think he's an asshole?
I think this is the most more gray area one of the bunch that we've had so far. Because I think the bill is very reasonable, but the fact that they didn't talk about it beforehand, to spring that on someone when they are hosting, and like family too. Like family, I would like, I don't know, I'd try and go out of my way to, even if I wasn't making much, to like do something nice for them.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's gray. I don't know, what do you think?
I see the verdict here. Mm. The verdict is that he's an asshole. Which I find fascinating.
Interesting.
I do find it a little interesting.
Yeah.
The comments are saying, like, very gently, possibly, you're the asshole. Did you discuss splitting costs prior? If not, no matter how he acted throughout, a bill may make you the asshole, since it may have sounded like a potluck to him. In this situation, you may be the asshole. However, it sounds like he is the asshole in life, just in general.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Sorry, OP, in this case, you're the asshole. It did sound like it was a potluck and your brother made the effort to cook the turkey and did cook it, which would entail getting up seriously early in the morning to have it ready for a noon meal. He put an enormous amount of effort and it was justifiably annoyed that you and your sister could not get the sides up at the right time. You were 2 hours late. Half an hour is no big deal. Even an hour is not a problem if everything comes up within 10 or so minutes of each other. The turkey was more than 2 hours out of the oven, ready more than 2 hours before everything else. Cooking and baking are all about timing strategy, and you and your sister kind of failed to deliver. Sorry to say, you didn't discuss splitting expenses first and should have brought it up when you were shopping for supplies. Yes, he drank alcohol, but he was invited as a guest to your sister's home. Also, I apologize, but who puts rosemary in mashed potatoes? That is unheard of to me and is a travesty to potatoes.
What? That person is that person
Someone
is the
responded
asshole.
To that. I agree with everything you said except rosemary and potatoes part. They pair amazingly most times, but by how OP describes their culinary skills, I would assume they didn't do a good job.
It's like you don't have to do that much, right? You're not putting raisins in your potatoes.
You can put spices and herbs in your potatoes.
Absolutely.
I think the writing of this and the way this person tells the story makes it sound like, oh, it was a whimsical day and we were just having a good time and whatever. And I think it makes it easier for you to side with him. But it is true. Maybe he's painting his brother in like this kind of bad way of like, well, he was mad.
He made a turkey, and turkeys are, that would have been the most expensive part of that meal.
But he didn't have to pay for it. He's definitely contributing. They wouldn't have a turkey without him. They would have had to pay for a turkey.
He got the turkey. He got it for free, but if you can get a turkey for free, you're gonna do that.
Yeah.
But they didn't suggest splitting the cost.
They didn't.
And no, I think that's the big issue.
It also says they never discussed, like, the sister wasn't like, I'll host. It was just like, oh, you should have it at your place because you have the nicest place. That is not hosting.
True.
You are hosting people, but that is not hosting. I also probably would have just pocketed the bill myself, and I probably wouldn't have charged, but I don't think it is super unreasonable to split it three ways.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's,
Especially because it's the brother doing it, not the sister sending the bill.
Yeah. It sounds like the three of them planned this together.
Yes.
Right? I guess it's because that's how I think my brothers and I would view it just inherently of like, if the three of us just plan something together, we would all just like, oh, it's all of us are going in on this together. All the aspects of it, including the bill of it all. Mm-hmm.
And the brother is the one doing the bill. It's not the sister hosting. The sister's not like, I bought all this alcohol. It's like, we bought all this alcohol. And you did drink it, and alcohol is the most expensive part of it.
The potluck defense feels to me, that's more like amongst friends.
Yeah.
That's like if you're having a Friendsgiving and like whatever, but it's three siblings.
Yeah.
Like, you should, you know the situation.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I agree.
I kind of land on the fence on this, to be honest. So.
Yeah, it's definitely not cut and dry. It's
no.
A little messy.
I don't think it's an asshole for sending the bill, but I do think that he can be like, oh, I don't want to pay. And then he can be like, oh, okay.
Fair.
Fine.
He has a fair defense.
Yeah.
Am I the asshole for not attending my sister's wedding since my husband is not invited? Man, based on that alone, that's tough.
Yeah.
No, they're not the asshole.
You don't think they're the asshole?
I'm going to say it's my sister's wedding.
Sister.
Yes.
This entirely depends on the reasoning of why the husband is not invited.
Oh, you're so right.
My ultimate inclination is, yes, you're the asshole. Like, that's your sibling. Yep. You have to be there for them. But at the same time, if it's a dumb reason the husband's not invited, I'm like, no, that's fair. Like, that's absolutely. Then your sister betrayed you.
Yes.
But if the husband tried to murder sister, that's a good reason.
Or slept with the groom or something.
We're gonna see what level this is at. Okay. All right, let's get into it. Let's buckle up. Let me start by saying, I do understand my husband's behavior is inappropriate.
Oh, okay.
Not a great start.
Well, let's end it there.
Everyone in this room just went, oh. But like all of us, he's not perfect. And I took vows to him to stand by him and accept him as a whole person, including his flaws. Overall, he's a good husband, and I love him despite this one issue.
Oh, I don't like it.
What is the one issue?
No! What is it?
I need you guys to both buckle up.
Okay, buckled.
My husband has a kink for urinating on himself in public. I think it's the humiliation aspect that gets him off. So sometimes, not every time, we get together with my family, he will pee his pants.
No.
But overall, it's not really that disruptive.
No.
He just stands up and says something like, oh no, I've peed myself. Then he goes to the bathroom and changes. I always bring a change of pants and underwear for him in case this happens.
No!
And when he gets back, we just move on and don't talk about it.
What?
Of course, we don't want people to know my husband is doing this for a kink, so we've told my family he has a medical condition that causes him to not have a full control of his bladder. I told them the reason he doesn't wear adult diapers is that he's ashamed of needing diapers at his age, so he's basically in denial that he needs them and refuses to wear them. Well, now my sister is getting married, and she says my husband can't come because she doesn't want him disrupting the wedding by peeing his pants. I told her it was unfair to exclude him over a medical condition he can't help, which is true as far as she knows.
That's true. That's true.
But she said it's his own choice to refuse to wear adult diapers, so it's his fault. Bam, uno reverse.
Wait.
Brooke, yeah, that's it.
I told her it's her wedding, and she can invite who she wants, but if my husband isn't invited, I'm not coming. He loves my family, and I know it really hurts him to be excluded from the wedding just because of a kink he can't help having. Fuck you.
Yeah, what?
You can have a kink, but you don't need to do it at a family gathering.
And at the expense of others' comfort and...
Absolutely not.
He's been crying and saying he feels disgusting for having this kink, but that he can't control himself, and now my family doesn't even want him around. I know it would really hurt him if I just left him home and went to the wedding by myself. He told me it's my choice to go if I want and that he won't be mad, but I know he'd be really sad if I went. I love my sister and my family, but my husband is my life partner, so he's always my number one priority above anyone else. And I believe I should stand by him and support him rather than choosing my family over him. So I told my sister I won't make it to the wedding, and now she's extremely angry with me, saying I'm a bad sister because I won't be there to support her. She's marrying a woman, so she also said it makes it look like I'm homophobic if I don't show up to support their union. I told her I'd love to come. Let's just add that layer to it.
Yeah, a little spice.
We added some rosemary to those mashed potatoes.
Yes, absolutely.
I told her I'd love to come if my husband is invited, but she said she can't stand the thought of him disrupting the ceremony or reception by peeing his pants and announcing it.
No,
I told her how much it hurts.
Do you take, I pee myself.
Does anyone object?
I pee myself.
No. I do not object.
I do not object, but
I have wee-weed myself. I told her how much it hurts my husband that he's excluded, but she doesn't care. I said, fine, but that means I can't come, but she won't let it go and keeps starting fights saying I'm a bad sister. I do feel bad that it hurts her that I won't be there. Holy shit.
So, what's the original question?
Am I the asshole for not attending my sister's wedding since my husband is not invited?
Yeah! Wait. Yes, you are the
asshole.
Really she's the asshole.
Yeah,
she's
really
the asshole in so many ways. She's the asshole in so many ways that her family doesn't even know about.
Yes.
Crazy!
Now, is she the asshole from her sister's side?
Yes, yes, because the sister brought up a good point.
Yeah.
You have a medical condition, that's fine. Wear diapers.
Yes.
Like, that's fine.
100%.
Literally.
And don't stand up and announce it.
And announcement. It's the
that's
announcement.
That's the announcement.
It's the announcement.
I want to know how he announces it, too.
I don't know. I'm shocked that she lets this go. Like, she knows it's a kink, and he's doing it with her family?
And he's going to do it at the wedding. You know he can't
that's
resist.
That's prime.
That's prime pee-pee time.
That's
look,
his offers.
If that was my kink, I would. Yeah,
absolutely.
You got to do it
pop
there.
Pop up on the mic. Hey, guys. This, I just have a little shout out.
It's time to shine.
It's ting, 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 ting.
Maybe.
You'd have to be doing it multiple times because it's two events. There's the ceremony and there's the reception. You got to pee yourself twice.
Mm.
He'd be chugging water that whole night.
Oh. He's just so excited.
Rehearsal dinner.
Rehearsal dinner. He's got to pee.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Buka de Beppo.
My God.
Okay, we've got some comments here. Someone said, the actual fuck? You know the husband is going to get off on pissing himself right in the middle of the vow exchange. Right.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah, you must.
I mean, look, if I'm him, you got to. He's not sad that he's not going there. He's sad that he's not getting that opportunity.
Yeah, yep. That's why he's crying.
Yeah.
That's like, why that he's crying.
You knew this was going to be an important moment for me.
Yeah. I also feel like the family knows it's not a medical condition.
Oh.
He's like, oh no, I peed myself.
Oops. A whoopsie. Wow, it's so fucked up that I peed myself.
Yeah.
You guys should all talk shit about me.
Don't look.
Don't look.
Don't look.
Don't.
Please.
I read a lot of Reddit, and I'm going to be very candid here. One of my favorite subreddits is rsex, where people talk about stories about their sexual lives and sexual relationships.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think it is great when people are, like, very accepting of, like, when like a partner comes to them with like a very embarrassing kink, yeah, or just a kink that they're like, hey, I'm really nervous, I like to pee myself.
Yeah.
And people are accepting of that. I think that's beautiful.
That's it's at the expense of others who are not trying to smell pee, pee on them.
They don't have their consent.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
Yes,
you're
100%.
It's non-consensual, yeah. Your wife's family.
Yeah, people are really agreeing on that. You're the asshole. Hoo boy, this is not where I thought any of this would go. You've got kinks. You've got angry family members, you've got a gay wedding, you've got piss, you've got it all.
Yeah.
Someone said, what if the husband is the one who wrote this post in order to get more humiliation in the comments?
No!
What if
we're a part of the problem!
We have been exposed to the
camera! The camera! The camera!
Someone said, right, I've actually known a couple people who have struggled with incontinence, and they would bend over backwards to keep it private, even in front of people they knew and trusted. If I met an adult who was so casual about it happening repeatedly, I'd seriously start to suspect like something like this as well. And he's sitting while he's doing this. How many chairs and couches has he ruined?
Right.
That is the best story I've ever heard.
Again, I want to say it is so disrespectful to people who like actually have a medical condition. Like
lying about a medical condition to like cover for yourself is so messed up.
And then being so deluded about the lie that they're like, I can't believe they didn't respect my husband's fake medical condition that I made up to disguise the fact that he has a piss kink.
I imagine this person probably lies to a lot of people a lot.
Yeah.
She's fully crazy. A lot of these people are crazy. But that's the joy of the holidays.
Yeah. Do you think this guy did this in like on a Thanksgiving at some point?
Oh, he's probably done it
like,
on everything.
I think
he's done
it.
He's thankful for.
It's like the mashed potatoes have rosemary. And also, I pissed myself. Yeah. must go.
I'm mostly thankful for the piss in my pants.
He's done it enough times that he's not getting invited to the wedding.
Right, right. Well, thank you too for joining me on this journey of insane Reddit stories. These are absolutely friggin' bonkers.
We had some good ones.
We used to read Reddit stories like this all the time on Twitch, but let us know if you'd like us to do this more here on YouTube, because we love doing it, and there is a plethora of unhinged stories out there for us to find and read. Thank you all for watching. We hope you guys have a great holiday season. We hope it is piss-free.
Yeah. I do hope you piss
Claire-free.
At some point in appropriate places. This holiday season, please piss. Don't hold that in. Just do it in the right spot. God damn it.
Yeah, we want a disclaimer. It's okay to piss.
It's okay to piss.
Go.
At the right time.
Go piss,
at the right
girl.
Place.
Go piss, girl. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.